last night was a lot of fun going to the Pistons game, but no more field trips on Monday nights.
Yeah, man.
So field trips Thursdays or Fridays or Saturdays, because I am dragging today. We went to the Pistons game last night, and if I'm dragging, I can only imagine Mike and Megan, who drove in from Toledo, which is, you know, what, an hour or so away. Mm-hmm. And then Mike, who had over two-hour drive. What time did you finally get back last night?
About midnight. Oh. A little before midnight. I had one of those. I don't even ever drink these, but the five-hour energy drinks.
Oh,
one
my
of those
gosh.
I drank the entire thing almost.
Wow.
I felt bad because I was talking to Mike for a while, trying to keep him awake and, you know, talking about show stuff. And then I finally pulled into my garage. I'm like, okay, good night.
Well, yeah.
I know you have an hour and a half to go, but I'm home. I got to go to bed.
I shotgunned my first Red Bull this morning. I've got a backup all ready to go.
Does it work better if you shotgun it?
I feel like the heart attack feeling sets in quicker. Oh, and that's okay. What sure.
I'm sorry, Mike. What, you were on the phone with Spike, what?
Yeah, so I'm literally talking to him. He's like, yeah, you know, trying to keep me awake. And all of a sudden, I could tell he's going to get me off the phone because he starts whispering. He's like, all right, man, I'm like, no. So let's keep talking. And he's like, I got to get up early.
I was talking to him while I was, and then I was like trying to find things to do outside to like keep the conversation going. So I took the trash cans out while I was talking to him. And then a neighbor walked out and I realized, well, I'm being really loud and it's like 10 o'clock at night in the neighborhood. So then I go in the house and then I'm like, oh, Meg's putting her son to sleep. I got to start whispering. And then I'm like, well, now it just sounds like I'm trying to hang up the phone, which I was.
And normally you can get sympathy from people, the fact that you have to wake up early, but he does too.
Right, exactly.
And he has a drive that he's doing.
I was going to say, then I walk in and I realized Megan already put her son to bed early because it was the Bachelor finale. And so then I wasn't allowed to talk to her because it was the Bachelor finale.
Oh, you missed. Wait, you went to the Pistons game and missed the Bachelor finale?
Yeah, aren't I lucky? And
I thought you were into The Bachelor.
No, I do not like The Bachelor. I tolerate it in the house because it's her one pure joy, which I'll tell you later about that. I assigned her a project because I was going to the Pistons game with you guys. It was the first HOA meeting, the Homeowners Association in our new neighborhood where we bought a house. And so I was like, we have to attend this thing because they said, you know, they sent us an important letter. We have to be on this meeting. But I was going to be at the Pistons game, so I told Meg, listen, you have to go to this homeowners meeting. Well, she was so mad because it was the Bachelor finale, and I'm not there. She has to do it herself. And the whole meeting was older women trying to connect to Zoom. How do they not know over the last 3 years how to get on Zoom? I don't know.
Oh, they don't do them in person in your neighborhood?
So for some reason, this one was going to be on Zoom, and nobody knew how to get into Zoom.
First off, I'm proud of you for even going to those things because I don't think I've ever attended any neighborhood meetings like
that. Explain to the brokes.
So if you own a house in most neighborhoods, if you own a house, there's a homeowners association. And it's like you have rules to make sure there's bylaws so that
to make sure Megan's dad doesn't park all the trucks in the
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. But yeah. I didn't know if there's a neighbor that has six cars out in the driveway, that's the kind of, you know, they have these rules so you can't do that.
If there's one thing we've learned from the show, it's that you don't move into a neighborhood with an HOA.
Well, here it seems like almost everybody has them. Every home I looked at, you
move out to the sticks.
Yeah, yeah. If you get more rural, then I guess you don't have to worry about it. But if it's a neighborhood or a development, but so they have all these rules, and it ends up being a bunch of catty, petty people arguing about the length of your fence or the color of your siding, and it's just stupid stuff. Your bushes are in the way, and it's especially when you get someone in charge has nothing else to do, and this gives them life because they look forward to being the boss of the neighborhood. So anyway, she had to listen to an hour of people talk about dog poop and goose poop in the neighborhood.
Wow.
And that was it. That was the mundane neighborhood drama. And people were arguing over what they could do about the geese. And they were arguing over whose houses they sit in front of. Like, you can control geese. And then a lady's like, well, can't we just put a fence around the neighborhood? And then someone else explained to her that geese fly.
Yes, they do.
And they said, well, should we drain the neighborhood pond and the retention pond? And they're like, well, no, that's there for a reason. And it was just all this stuff. And she's just trying to get off this meeting to get on The Bachelor. And she can't because they take attendance and you have to be there. And they're
But what are they going to do to you if you don't go to the thing? You know,
I don't know.
What will they? Will they actually fine you or something like that? They really can't do that, can they?
I don't know how it works. I don't know. It's a brand new neighborhood.
There's no way.
So, and all I know is we pay a lot of dues to this homeowners association, and I'm trying to figure out what it's for.
I always thought. In my last neighborhood, we had the Homeowner Association, and I always thought that their main job was just to field complaints from people that had too much time, and then field, like, complaints
about...
Tell
people about, to take down the Christmas lights in March.
Right. Bring their garbage cans in, you know, the day after garbage day.
Right.
But the only complaint I did have was we actually were... we'd never get our snow plowed. So that was the thing, and we didn't... We lived in the county, but the county wouldn't plow our snow, and, you know, they were supposed to, but they never would. And so we had to pay an outside company, and the person that plowed the snow was the buddy of the head of the HOA, who I think that there was a little big city corruption going on there with the HOA. I think that there was, I think that we should have had, like, the problem solvers come out and do a little investigative reporting on the HOA. So.
Well, we have to be in good standing because I want to build a deck in the backyard.
Oh, there's the reason why you had to go.
Does that have to be approved? I don't have an HOA.
Yeah, it has to be approved by the HOA.
You had ulterior motives. Okay.
Yeah, so you want to be a good neighbor because all these old biddies have to approve the design and the size and the color of your deck.
Wow. Of your what?
So I got to show them my deck.
Well, we went to the Pistons game last night, and you can go check it out on our social media. But they were really nice. They invited us out. They hosted us. They put us up on the big, Jumbotron. Kevin, the in-stadium announcer, you know, made an announcement, gave us a very nice little plug. And they gave us seats that practically were touching the ceiling. I mean, I realized when they said that they were going to actually host us, I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, this is cool. Milwaukee Bucks game. Well, I think it might have been their big sold out game that they had because the place was packed. And I've been to many Pistons games this year, and I've never seen the Pistons games that crowded as it was. So I think they gave us whatever tickets probably didn't sell. And so we were kind of up there. And then they said that they were going to put us on, and I'm thinking, how are they going to show us all the way up there?
They send the cameras all the way up here?
Yeah, and they didn't bring a guy out with a camera. They had, like, their security camera or something.
It was the most unflattering angle, by the way.
It was. We were like,
I think it was a drone. They flew up to the top seat.
No, you know what it was, though, Megan? It was we were sitting in the seat, so we didn't stand up. We all sat there.
And it was dark. Kind of dark where we were.
Once I saw the angle, I was like, there's no way I'm standing up, so you all get a lower angle than this box.
You know what the problem is, too? Is that you don't know exactly when they're going to come up with you. And you ever get out of those seats, I have a hard time getting out of those seats.
Yeah.
Well, I told Megan, because Megan and I were sitting right next to each other, and I said, my nose is itching me really bad. But I know that as soon as I go to itch my nose, the camera's going to come on us, and it's going to look like I'm picking my nose.
Yeah,
so I just let it go.
Did you see me and Lydia? In the front?
Yeah.
Lydia was trying to get out of the shop because she looked like Mojo's biggest fan. They placed us. They had the five seats, and then they placed us two, which doesn't make any sense because there was empty seats next to you guys.
Right.
So I don't know why they placed us there, and that we were out of the shot. I felt like Mike.
It's Mojo in the morning show!
If you watch right here, Mojo swings his arm and hits me in the head four times.
You know what's funny? Spike and I look like gay dads with their kids.
Yeah. That's what
did you notice that?
So and then the camera stayed on us, and so we were all like,
now
do we dance? So then we're like awkwardly dancing.
Yeah.
The funny
thing? Like bouncing.
I thought we were going to wave, and then I'm like, oh, are they going to just keep looking at us for the whole time out? This is going to be a long wave.
And the moms that were behind us that took their kids for spring break, they went to the Pistons game. They didn't know who we were. And previously, like for the first quarter, Mike, Spike, myself, and Megan kept getting up and moving back and forth.
Oh, my God. We couldn't find our seats.
Yeah. It looked like we stole those seats.
And then they were like, oh, this is kind of cool. So they were actually really sweet. And their kids were great. Their kids were big fans. The little kid sitting next to Mike was the best. He must have been probably 9 or 10 years old, and he was heckling the referees.
Oh, it's great.
It was so cute.
It didn't matter that we were 5 miles from the court. He was going to heckle those guys.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah, that was absolutely fun. So thank you guys for doing that. Thanks, Lydia, for setting it up. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Thanks, Megan, for the taco bowl. Which actually was good.
Thank you, Megan.
And my beer. It was so nice of her to buy my beer.
Megan gets angry when she doesn't get to buy. And so yesterday she literally took my credit card and I think threw it. She actually threw a half court pass or a full court pass of the credit card to get it out of the machine.
The way I literally lunged in front of you. I've never been so athletic since high school.
You chose violence.
I was worried we were all going to hurt ourselves during that moment. We'd have to call the Pistons trainer to come up and... Excuse me, can we borrow that trainer that's out there on the court?
Pulled a hammy trying to get a taco bowl.